Hello and welcome to the 19th episode of Leap. I'm Lorene Henry and I'm so grateful that you took time out to listen this day. Before I begin, let me offer up a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for this day and I thank you for another opportunity. Lord, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord, that they took the time to drop in, to listen to what you will speak through me. Father, I ask that you bridle my tongue, that I would say only that which you would have me to say, and that you will fine-tune ears, that they would hear only that which you would have them to hear. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. So I wanted to come on to see, what are you doing? What are your plans? What are you planning? What was your plan for today? Did you have a long list of things to do? Have you planned out your week, your month, your year? Yeah, I did a little bit of planning myself. Today, I planned to clean and to organize my workspace and to make sure that I did a couple of blog posts because, you know, it's the beginning of the week. So I wanted to knock out 3 blog posts and do 2 or 3 recordings. And I did not plan to leave the house. Yeah, I was doing laundry. Here's what I didn't plan for. I didn't plan for my daughter's school to call me to pick her up. Didn't plan for that. She left here this morning. There was no signs of anything. I thought she was fine. But her head was hurting today. And so I got the call from the nurse. It was, oh, so close to the end of school. Well, in my mind, I got the call at 2 p.m. School is out at 2:40. So the nurse says, hey, I need you to come pick up Reagan. And I was like, So she explained to me what was wrong with her. And I said, oh, well, can she just ride the bus? It's almost time to come home. By the time I get there, it'll be later. So the bus, you know, they pull off about 2:50, and I knew I wouldn't make it there before 3. Guess what time I made it there? 3 p.m. So I go in to get Reagan, and, you know, Reagan has this look like, Mom, I'm sorry, baby, but don't worry about it. But, you know, on the drive to the school, I had to laugh. I'm like, Lord, really? This like throws a boomerang in the day. And, you know, to be honest, I wasn't worried about Reagan because I'm like, okay, she's okay. But as I was driving there, I was talking to God. And I was quickly reminded that I'd made a list of to-do. I made a to-do list, a list of things. But I had not consulted God. Now, I thought about it yesterday about consulting him. I was like, yeah, I'm going to write down, you know, everything that I want to do tomorrow. And I'm going to pray about it. Well, I did not do that. And so, yeah, I had some things that I did not expect to happen. But I had a good attitude about it. Baby's feeling much better. She was smiling by the time we got home. And all seems to be well, although I will take her to the doctor tomorrow. But I said all of that and I asked the questions about your plans because I just want to remind you that as you are planning your day, to remember God. Let me tell you what I did accomplish today, and I'm so excited about it. I started off my day right. I took Ray into the bus stop, and on our way, you know, I'm praying protection over her to cover her and her teachers and her bus on the way to school. And then I come back and I spend that time with the Lord. And so today I was reading the Intercessor's Training Manual by Apostle Joshua Smith. And I was reading Intercession 101 and the roles of an intercessor. And it's a good book. And I also, after that, I followed it with Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren. And I read the first two chapters. I'm reading this book with a group of friends from college, right? And so shout out to Roshan, Jermaine, and Kelly, because we've started the book. And so I read chapters 1 and 2. But I want to say chapter 1 says it all starts with God. Soak that. Let that soak in. It all starts with God. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, everything got started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 from the Message Bible. And I read that because I want to remind you that it all starts with God. And so whatever plans we have or think we have, let's run it by the Master. Let's run it by God. Let's take it to the Lord in prayer. Jeremiah 29:11, and I'm going to read this from the Amplified version of the Bible. It says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." God knew the end before we were ever here. So why are we not consulting the Creator? Because all He wants to do is look out for our best interests, our welfare, and to give us peace. And if we consult with Him, many things will be easier, because He just wants to give us hope for our outcome. I submit to you that we shouldn't run around bumping our heads against a desk or a wall, or becoming frustrated about things, when we could pray first. So with that being said, I will end this podcast in a word of prayer. Lord, order our steps in Your word. Lord, we place our plans in Your hands so that You can give us hope for our future. Take our ego, our selfishness, our will out of the equation. Give us a heart for You and for what Your purpose is for our lives. Oh Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, that we may seek You at every turn. I lift this prayer before You in the matchless name of Jesus. amen. Well, friends, I pray that you were blessed. I pray that this has made you think that before you try to carry out your own plans, that you seek the Lord. Peace and blessings. Enjoy the rest of your day.